Richard Hill, the Eastleigh manager, joins me for South Coast Sports Radio. Richard, what did you make of the game overall tonight for Eastleigh?
Just think, you know, we've played against a very good team tonight. Grimsby are a good side. And it was always going to be a difficult tie. Just made it a little bit more difficult for ourselves.
What did you make of the referee's performance tonight? There were a lot of controversial calls out there tonight, wasn't there?
Listen, don't put words into my mouth talking about referees' decisions. I'm just a little bit... I'm not aggrieved with the decision. I was aggrieved with some of the 50-50 decisions that we tended not to get our fair share of the 50-50 decisions. And like I've said, when you don't get your fair share... When you don't get your fair share of 50-50 decisions, you're on the back foot. You know, and there's a couple there tonight that we... I felt we should have had free kicks and we'd have been attacking their goal, and you know they've got the free kick and they're attacking our goal. So push on the back foot, but you know, I do believe it was we should have had a penalty in the first half when the goalkeepers pushed Jay Reason over.
I was just going to ask you, what was your view about James McKeown? He seemed to have stamped from where I was. Seemed to have stamped on Jay Reason. What was your view on it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I just seen him push him over. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's in the box. It's a penalty. And he's raised his hands as well, you know. And a player, if that happens outside the box, and you have to remember that the ball was live. It's not dead, the ball was live. So if that's in the middle of the pitch, we get a free kick and the player gets sent off, it's in the box. There's no different, but we didn't get it. But overall, you know, listen, we didn't... We just didn't do enough with the ball at times, and we could have been better with the football, and we weren't. You know, we can go on about the referees' decisions and everything else. You know, it's there for everybody to see tonight. But like I say, it's them little ones. But we you know, as disappointed as I was with the referees' 50-50 decisions, I was as disappointed with ourselves with the football.
Need to obviously ask you about the 2-1 defeat. Do you feel that the fact that it's taken a couple of world-class goals to defeat you, do you feel that's a credit to your side?
Still goals, aren't they? You know, they start somewhere. The first one we perhaps should have defended a little bit better, but sometimes you have to put your hands up in the air and say, good goal, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. But they're the fine margins at this level of football. You got somebody that can pull something out like that. You know, you've got a head start. You've got an advantage. But you know, I said before that we needed to make sure that we were still in the game, and whether that be being down by one goal or being up by one goal, and in my opinion, we're still in the game.
A lot of your players that I've spoken to tonight have said that Grimsbury were a physical side. Do you feel that's going to be the case again on Sunday, or do you think they'll come at you with a different game plan?
I don't know. Well, that's their business. I mean, I'm a bit disappointed that my players have gone and spoke to the press without asking me and having the courtesy of asking me. But they're, you know, if that's what they think, but we'll see. You know, it's a different game.
Well, Richard, thank you very much for speaking with us. Best of luck on Sunday up at Grimsby, and we hope to see you at Wembley.
Lovely. Cheers. Thank you.